And now this is a dictation for Avis, A-V-I-S, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, June 19th, 44, addressed as a letter to Dr. Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, Jankowski, J-A-N-K-O-W-S-K-I, 231-939-0059. Dear Dr. Jankowski, follow up for Mrs. Jensen, who has chronic kidney disease. Hypertension and elevated calcium, likely from primary hyperparathyroidism. Last visit, September, comes accompanied with husband. No emergency room visit. Weight is stable. Eating well. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. No infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no edema, claudication symptoms. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Other extensive review system being negative. Blood pressure 148/86 left sided. At home 120/140/60. Weight 162. Lungs are clear. No consolidation, pleural effusion. No arrhythmia, pericardial rap, gallop. No neck masses. No carotid bruise, JVD, or lymph nodes. No ascites, tenderness, masses. No edema, neurological deficit. Next paragraph. Medications, treatments for her asthma and congestion, upper respiratory symptoms, cholesterol treatment, remains on losartan. Dose increased from 50 to 100. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. This was done a few days ago. Mild anemia, 12.1, normal white blood cell, platelet count, MCB 98, which is mild elevated. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, creatinine at 1.18. which is anything probably better than baseline, between 1.2 and 1.4. Normal albumin, elevated calcium 10.4, phosphorus low normal 2.6, PTH 129. GFR was not calculated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3. Stable over time, no progression, not symptomatic. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There has been no evidence of urinary obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, likely primary hyperparathyroidism. Clinically not symptomatic. No nephrocalcinosis of kidney stones. Nuclear medicine of the parathyroid gland, non-localizing for an adenoma. She does have osteoporosis on prior bone density. presently on no treatment. She understands that primary hyperparathyroidism is a surgical condition. Prior attempts to use Sensipar, Sensipar, developed gastrointestinal symptoms. She understands that high calcium can exacerbate hypertension. Blood pressure in the office was significantly higher than at home. I did not change losartan, which is already maximal dose. I did not add any second blood pressure medicines. She's going to monitor blood pressure at home. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. She might consider discussing with an endocrine parathyroid surgeon if she will be an appropriate surgical candidate for intervention, where they have to remove 3 out of 4 or 3.5 out of 4 glands. All issues discussed at length with the patient and husband. End of dictation.